broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for June 21st in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour 202, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. LibertyRoundtable.com, donate today. Every penny will grow our presence in the media as we tell the tale of liberty. And I'm telling you, man, we've just got so much on our plate, it's hard to handle. Kurt, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And the reason I was kind of late starting the broadcast is we got a late-breaking news piece that we'll get to here in just a minute, but I was trying to call the person they recommended for the guest, and they didn't answer, and so I was stuck on the phone trying to get an answer from those guys while I'm supposed to be starting the radio program. I had to get Richard Mack on, and then I had to edit the notes and grab all those headlines. And anyway, I had to get caught up, skip about 50 stories to get to Kurt's Roy Moore story. Kurt, Roy's in the news.
Well, that's right. And at least in one of the best pieces of news, if you ask me, is the judge.
He's not a judge now, Kurt.
Well, he's a former judge,
that's right.
You know.
Okay.
Former judge, sorry about that. I mean, you know, they call, Speaker Newt Gingrich, you know, I hear him call him that all the time, and he's not, you know, a speaker now. But anyway, the former judge has decided to, just jump right back in there. And
when we say jump right back in there, we're talking about he's decided to run for Senate in 2020 in Alabama.
That's right. That's right.
And if people aren't caught up on the story, they don't know what that means.
I think that's some of the best news ever, simply because now I know he's going to have lots of opposition.
Even from Donald and his son.
That's right.
They're going ballistic against Roy, which is horrible. Anyway, I commend Roy Moore. I agree with you 1,000%, Kurt. And, of course, I've tried to get Roy Moore on the radio, and I've tried to get his wife, Kayla, on the radio with us as well. But they're just so busy, it's very hard to get done. But we'll keep working on that. Maybe Kurt can reach out and get Roy Moore for us. And that'll be phenomenal. But the headline says Roy Moore launches 2020 Senate bid, calls the 2018 loss a fraud. He's right, Kurt. But was it really a 2018 or a 2017 loss?
I suppose it was for office for 2018, but yeah. It was during 2017, I think. But, you know, the bottom line for me is Judge Roy Moore, like this, in this one opinion column that I just barely sent you talking about it, where it's entitled Roy Moore Already Won, he says, I used to long for the day when Roy Moore would take to the stage and say it Nixon style with the same kind of fire and brimstone he uses when he talks of gay people or those who read the Constitution or the Bible differently than he does. You won't have Roy Moore to kick around anymore. And this author says, and he goes on talking about different things, but I long for the day when Roy Moore, serves in the Senate and gives the president a good supporter and somebody good to use as an example. Here's the, chief Alabama Supreme Court judge who elected by the people at least two times down there, stood for the Ten Commandments and the a man and woman marriage. And this author says, when he was kicked off the Alabama Supreme Court the first time, says for disrespecting the higher courts. Well, I'll tell you what, there's no court higher than the court of the God in heaven. And the Ten Commandments, he wasn't disrespecting them. He was standing for them.
Amen to that. Now, this opinion column is by what, John Archibald, Kurt?
Yeah, the guy's a famous, John Archibald, they call him a Pulitzer Prize winner, et cetera. But I, at least in my opinion, he's not the kind of guy that ought to be writing this. That's why I wanted to answer and respond to what he says, and say, hey, he says, Like the time he lost a U.S. Senate seat to Democrat Doug Jones in bright red Alabama and became the candidate synonymously globally with ew gross. And I would add, like the time when you get ramrodded and vote frauded by, you know, the Washington Post and New York Times and all these people with unfounded allegations that basically since then he's tried to go ahead and go to court and get his justice and that kind of thing, and yet those accusers are nowhere to be found. This author forgets to put that in there.
Yeah, that's right. But you agree with this author, right, Kurt?
That he already won?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's winning when it comes to the God of heaven.
That's right. I agree with the point. He's already won in the sense that he's standing with God, and that's always a winning position, Kurt.
But I don't think he's saying that in his article, you know.
There you go, John Archibald opinion.
Yeah.
You know. All right, the good sheriff's with us, Sheriff Richard Mack. Welcome back, sir.
Well, good morning, Sam and Kurt. Always great to be with you.
What do you think about Roy Moore jumping in?
Well, wait a minute. Did you call me an hour early on purpose?
No. You're at the normal time, sir.
Oh, okay.
You're just confused.
Where are you traveling? Are you
in Arizona.
Huh. Yeah. All right.
So
well,
we're calling
anyway,
you on the second hour of the program, which is when we always call you.
Is this the second hour?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Unless I did the other hour at the wrong time, too, and Kurt just happened to be there at the same time, and everything worked out perfect.
Well, I was just hoping because I wanted double pay.
Well, that you deserve
That's
double
right.
pay.
Well, of course.
And we'll get double pay with you.
You and Roy Moore are getting double pay.
Well, you know, Roy, I saw, of course, I've seen him in the news. It's been all over MSN on the computer. And I have to say that... The Trumps need to know when to be quiet. And this is another one of those. Because if he wins the primary, they're going to have egg all over their face. And I believe Judge Moore is going to win the primary because there's so many Republicans running. And it pretty much leaves it to him because his core base, his core religious evangelical base in Alabama is not going anywhere. And they're going to be saying the same thing I am right now. Because this man stood for the Ten Commandments. He stands for God. He stands for what's right. And then, of course, he gets all these sexual complaints of 40, 50, 60 years ago. And a la Kavanaugh. And you know what? If Trump stuck with Kavanaugh, he should be doing the same thing with Judge Roy Moore.
Well, you're right, but even Donald Trump and his own allegations and stuff like that, how is that any different than Trump himself, sir?
Of course. You know, it's absolutely the same. And some of Trump's allegations have been true. Like the porn stars that he paid off. I wasn't there. I don't know if he ever had sexual relations with either one of them. But I do know, and it's been well documented, that some payoffs went to these porn stars. And so, why he gets involved in this, he continues to get involved in fights and make political fights that he absolutely doesn't need. And it's just so much a problem with his ego that he allows that to continue. And then get his son going on it, too. Ridiculous. They're campaigning against him right now, even before they should even care about what that is. But seriously, a political analyst would tell both of them, I think you better be quiet on this one and try to keep it down and keep the peace on this, because Roy Moore, having five or six candidates run against him, is not going to bode well for the Republican.
Kurt?
Wouldn't it be nice if the president, well, at least in my opinion, if we got Roy Moore in the Senate, there could be some adult supervision there. And, you know, I mean, you could actually have somebody to look up to.
That's exactly what Donald doesn't want.
Well, I mean,
see, in my opinion, this is a true color statement about Donald Trump and Donald Trump and his sons and stuff like that. You know, Don Jr. going after Roy Moore big time. This is a, you know, this is where, you know, you start to see people's true colors, Kurt, in my opinion. Why on earth would Donald Sr. and Donald Jr. not be backing Roy Moore, saying that, you know what, just like Roy Moore's headline here, Roy Moore launches 2020 bid, calls 2018 loss a fraud. Now, doesn't this go along exactly with what Donald says about vote fraud, too, Sheriff? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, yeah, of course. And his entire narrative about the fake news and, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, this all plays right in to what Donald complains about almost every day.
Well, and that's exactly what I think is happening here, just like it happens to all of us in different levels. And we become victims of the fake news, even though we recognize that they're lying to us. You know, when we see story after story or whatever, and in this case, Judge Roy Moore being accused of all these things, then the political insiders are telling him, hey, you know, stay way away from that. You don't want to touch that stuff. And when he should go at it and support the guy and be, you know, true to what's really right.
Shame on the Donald. Phenomenal for good old Roy Moore. The only way Roy Moore won't win, I agree with Kurt and the good sheriff, Roy Moore will win. The only way he won't, though, is if we allow vote fraud to continue, folks. And that's what stopped him the first time, and I have no illusions that it can't stop him the second time as well. Big tech in bed with big government and vote fraud everywhere.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Sheriff, you want to announce this one? Great news on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff?
Sheriff, you ready to tell that great news story about Ted Nugent and Steve Stockman?
Well, heck, you guys go ahead. I read it this morning, and even before you called, I was reading it while you were calling.
Yeah, what I was trying to do is actually get a guest on the radio, because Kurt told me to get another guest on the radio, so I'm trying to follow orders. In the meantime, yeah,
I don't remember.
You said call somebody else. I'll tell you about it.
Well, I didn't know you were going to do
it. But you didn't know I was going to do what you were going to ask me to do? See, Kurt's got orders like on the brakes and on the air. And, I mean, it's crazy town.
Anyway,
I'm trying to follow orders,
and
so I'm like trying to be graceful. And I'm like, hey, Sheriff, you want to announce this latest headline? Well, I get the guess, and the sheriff's missing in action, and Kurt doesn't announce the headline either. So I'll announce
the headline.
We have incredible news, ladies and gentlemen. See, I'm hoping these guys will fill in when I need them. You know what I mean? But no, they're just, you know, eating crackers and I don't know what's going on.
Ted Nugent rallies support for Congressman Steve Stockman.
Rally support for Steve Stockman. Ted doing a phenomenal job. And so I tried to call the guest that is on the top of the press release, missing in action. So I got everybody missing in action except for me and Steve's wife, Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hey there.
Why don't you announce the headline since these guys aren't ready?
Hey, I'm ready.
Yeah, he is. And you follow orders well, Sam.
I do the best I can. I've just got 3,000 things to do, and I try to be graceful and feed things to these guys. But Ted Nugent rallying support for Congressman Steve Stockman, defendapatriot.com. This is huge news.
We are so excited. Steve is really encouraged and appreciative of Ted's support of him. And there's been an email that's gone out to conservatives for the past couple of days across the nation from Ted, just telling people about Steve's plight and asking them to, in the wake of all of these late-breaking news stories of the corruption at top of the FBI, not to forget what's happened to this patriot, Congressman Steve Stockman, who stood firm, uncovered a lot of corruption of the Obama administration before it became the thing to be harping on. And what did he get for it? He got pursued by the corrupt DOJ and IRS, underwent a kangaroo court, and is now serving over a year in prison. He's got a total of 10 years he's supposed to serve.
So one down. What, 9 to go if it stands?
Yeah, about. His release date would be late December 2023, Sam.
And we really need to pray. And the reason it's 2023 is because he wouldn't have to serve all 10 of it. Is that why?
Yeah, you get so many months off per year for good behavior. So assuming you don't goof anything up and your good behavior is taken away, you get out a little early.
You want to respond to that, Sheriff?
Yeah, that's normal. And my biggest response while Patty was talking was why in the world and how in the world have we allowed the IRS to exist in this country to continue to abuse good, honest American people time after time after time? And this is, again, a huge indictment against the corruption of Washington, D.C., Republicans and Democrats alike, who have not done anything about this horrible Gestapo that we have in America.
It's true, Sheriff, it's true. And, you know, I thought a lot about how can this be, and how can Americans be so silent about it, and why have even friends and people around me, a lot of them not talked about it. They're not informed and they don't ask about it. And I believe that many, many people have just assumed, well, you know, they got him on 23 counts. There's got to be some guilt there. But I think we as Americans, we want to believe that our justice system is just. I mean, justice in America was established with, you know, justice, right? Blindfold. But I tell you what, Steve's whole ordeal was anything but blind. And you know from your prior guest, Sidney Powell and others, that the federal government controls these trials. There is not a fair trial. They control who gets to testify. They control what evidence gets to be submitted. In Steve's case, there was a gag order that the judge specifically said, this isn't a gag order. And Steve said to me, if you have to say that a fish isn't a fish, well, it must be a fish. But a gag order to prevent his team from mentioning anything political or the very mention of Lois Lerner's name, even though Steve 2 weeks before the FBI knocked on his door, had filed a resolution in the House of Representatives to arrest Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress.
Wow, and here's Sidney Powell's point that is being made.
I want them to know that if the government wants to put you in prison, you will go to prison. It doesn't matter whether you're innocent or not. They will make up crimes against you. They will indict you. They will search your house. They're willing to make up evidence. They're willing to make up, put pressure on witnesses to say whatever they want them to say. Anything. They will do anything to get you put into prison. We live in far more of a police state than anybody ever wants to think we did. Look at what's happened to Congressman Steve Stockman. I've got his defense fund linked at creepsonamission.com. Same thing has happened to Paul Manafort, to a friend of mine here in Dallas, to lots of other people around the country, and it's happening more and more and more. We have got to get an attorney general who understands the need for criminal justice reform. I hope people will encourage their congressmen to pass the First Step Act. It is not going to let a lot of criminals...
All right, we got the First Step Act passed now, which I agree is a start, but it's only a tidbit start, okay? But Sidney Powell's absolutely right to highlight your point, Patty.
Yeah, Sidney Powell is a great American. I tell you what, she's doing a huge job at helping expose this across the nation. But she's only one person. She can only do so much. And thank God that General Flynn has picked her up to fight his case.
Well, and we have more and more and more people working on this and more things happening for the good. I know it seems slow. The good sheriff and I have complained on the radio many times about how we're just not able to move the needle no matter what we do and how frustrated we are and how shocked we are that people who we thought were friends, people who we thought would be bold and stand up and do a good job. And, you know, when the tough got going, when it got tough, the tough got going and stuff like that. And we really thought... the landscape was different than we're finding out that it really is, and we've been so chagrined and frustrated. But now people are starting to move in some meaningful ways that we're so, so grateful for. Breaking: Ted Nugent rallies support for Congressman Steve Stockman. DefendAPatriot.com to learn more. They've just issued a press release on it, and we wanted to grab Patty really quick just to celebrate the news with us. And then I've got some good news right after our next break for Patty, by the way. She'll be shocked at what I've got. But anyway, how's Steve's health? I want to know that.
Well, it's hanging in there. I mean, he has some significant issues, some of which developed because he's in prison, because of his environment, and that others are suffering with as well. It's going completely, I shouldn't say completely untreated, but his health suffers. It suffers, but he's more concerned about his safety because here he is, a federal legislator who passed the law, many of the laws that these other guys are imprisoned for, violent. I mean, he's in a prison with violent offenders. He's not in some country club prison that a lot of people tell me they assume that he was in. No, he's in with you name the crime, and they're in there, and and here he is, a federal legislator. It's just not good for his safety, and that's what he's more concerned about than his health.
Our prayers are with his health. I know it's a struggle, and we all we can do at this point right now is pray, I guess. Pray and work our guts out, huh, Sheriff?
Yes, and in fact, I wanted to ask Patty, if he gets out, and I know he's had a few health problems, but so have I, but... would he run again? let's say we get him out within the next few months, or even within the next year.
Steve, even while he's there in prison, is okay. We'll come back to it.
Sam and Kurt on your radio. The good sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. Patty Stockman, wife of imprisoned Steve Stockman, on your radio. Late breaking, Ted Nugent standing up for Steve big time. There's nothing like Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump confirming he did cancel a planned retaliatory strike against Iran at the last minute last night. The president tweeting this morning that military airstrikes were, quote, not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone, as the U.S. accuses Iran of doing back on Wednesday. The president saying he was told that 150 people or so would die in those U.S. strikes on three sites in Iran. Before news broke that the strikes were even considered, Republican Congressman Mark Green last night was expressing his opinion that such action should be taken.
I think the world needs to see, honestly, smoke and fire. I think Kim Jong-un needs to see smoke and fire. There's been an attack on the U.S. military, and if we don't respond, we're incentivizing future attacks.
Green spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A Texas cop is dead after being shot by a suspect late yesterday. Investigators say the unidentified Mission police officer was waved down and told about a suspect brandishing a weapon, and that suspect ended up firing at the officer, who died at a hospital a few hours later. The suspect is now in custody.
It's critically important that we take action, and that we take action now.
That's the governor of Oregon, who sent police out to search for Republican lawmakers who've been skipping work to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The whereabouts of 11 Senate Republicans remain unknown, and Governor Kate Brown says,
it's time for the Senate Republicans to show up and do the job that Oregonians elected them to do.
Republicans say the bill would cut jobs in that logging state and would increase fuel prices, too. A huge fire continues to burn after two explosions rock a refinery in Philadelphia earlier this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Late breaking news out right now. Ted Nugent doubles down in public support of former Congressman Steve Stockman. Rallies support. He's got a massive Twitter feed, Facebook feed, massive presence, doing a great job, and we're here to help the best we can. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, the good sheriff who beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court, Richard Mack on your radio, and the better half of Steve Stockman, wife Patty Stockman, with us as well. Patty, anyway, that's good news that we're making headway, and I got some news for you. Are you ready?
Oh, shall I answer the sheriff's question first?
Sure.
Well, Steve probably would run for Congress again, but because his heart is just really in at the national, international level, and he loves being in Congress and trying to make a difference. But I would invite everyone to join with me in praying that God will reveal to him what he would like for Steve to do, because I'm not so sure that he can't come out of this experience and have much more impact nationwide than being a mere single congressman beating his head against the wall.
Yeah, that's why when people tell me to run for office, I always say no, because I believe I can make a much bigger difference where I am.
Yeah, you never know. Now I'm ready for your news, Sam.
All right, you ready for this news?
Yes.
Sam finally contacts two people. So we've been trying to get a hold of Kim Kardashian for quite a while because we thought that she was the one that got this lady, Alice Marie Johnson, released from prison. And we thought, hey, you know what? If she got that done, she might be able to help Steve. And so we've been trying to get a hold of Kim for a long time. And I still hope we can get a hold of Kim, but I think we did better than that. There's another breaking news piece. Headline says, Sam finally contacts Brittany K. Barnett and Me Angel Cody, or My Angel Cody. Who are they? They are the attorneys that actually got Alice Marie Johnson free that Kim used to get it done.
Oh.
So now I'm in contact with these attorneys a little bit, and we'll see if they're willing to play ball and help us with our case in some way or another. No promises, but we at least finally figured out who were the ones behind what Kim was doing, because Kim's got media presence, but she doesn't have knowledge or you know. She does have connections to Donald Trump, but I guess these two attorneys were working on this for a long time before Kim even got involved. And these two attorneys are, as far as I can tell, very high-powered attorneys, and they've been working in prison reform for quite some time. And I had to work for, believe it or not, probably 24 hours straight, hard work, to find these two attorneys. Right, Sheriff?
Well.
In fact, the sheriff was on the line with me when we finally got a breakthrough on this sucker.
And it looked like, seriously, Patty, it looked like it was impossible for anybody to find out where the release of Alice Marie Johnson originated. We just couldn't find them. And every time we got to one of their websites, it gave no information as to how we could contact anybody. We still can't find Alice Marie Johnson. And, of course, Kim Kardashian will have... even more impossible to contact her. But really, this is great news because these lawyers, and I believe they're sisters, aren't they, Sam?
I don't know if they're sisters or if it said sistas, and I don't want to get into a racial problem, but they're black, and I don't know if they just mean they're sistas in the cause or if they're really sisters. I don't know, sir.
Well, either way, we certainly want them to get involved in what we're doing here and with Steve and with Sam Gerard and anybody else, and forming a commission, because as I said on this program before, if we get Sam Gerard out, if we get Steve Stockman out, what about the hundreds of people that are going to get right back in tomorrow? We've got to form a commission to review all of the bureaucratic arrests from the last 15 years, maybe more. So we can make sure that this doesn't happen to any American again.
Yeah. And Steve's encountered right there in prison some of these others that are in for political reasons. I mean, he's appalled. I have to say, you know, he's learned a whole lot about the detailed corruption in the system firsthand. And so, you know, this may be the reason that he was that this all happened to him, so that he could learn the problems and come out an advocate to join with you guys.
Yeah, so we need to really work on prison reform because Philip Zodiati, in a lot of similar position as Steve, very innocent things being done but manipulated against them by activist judges who don't like what's being done, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the parameters are all different. But the story is eerily the same, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's right, Sam. And, you know, sometimes I don't even want to call them political prisoners because it's they don't care what Sam Gerard's politics are. In fact, he's Amish and he is not registered to vote, and most Amish do not vote. And it's a matter of just deep-rooted corruption, as we've already alluded to. But it's also just the bureaucratic nightmare that exists in America that allows these bureaucrats unbridled power, and there's no oversight. Even though there is an oversight committee in Washington D.C. and in Congress, there absolutely is no oversight with any of this. And so the FDA can become a power unto itself. The IRS certainly has become a power unto itself. And this is what really gets me. You want to see where this exists the most? Donald Trump has complained about the Federal Reserve chairman and the Federal Reserve, the last year?
Yeah, he's also complained about the IRS quite a bit because they continue to want to release his tax returns and stuff like that. But see, I think that we're starting to see Donald's true colors. I think Donald loves the IRS.
I don't know if he loves it, but...
Well, as president, what has he done really to shut them down or to stop them or to reduce their power? I don't see anything.
Oh, no, nothing, you know. But...
Do you see anything, Kurt, that Donald's done to reduce the power of the IRS?
Well, maybe...
Well, I wish I could give you a long list.
Let me interrupt you, Kurt. What have the people that we admire so that have said we need to abolish the IRS? They say that. But what have they done about it? What has Ted Cruz done about it? What has Rand Paul done about it? What has anybody who on the Freedom Coalition and Freedom Caucus in Washington, D.C., what have they, anybody's ever done about it? No, nothing.
The only people that I know that have done things about it, in serious fashion, are two congressmen. One is this guy by the name of Steve Stockman.
Yeah.
And another one is a guy by the name of George Hanson, who they literally destroyed his life.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that one, Patty?
Too.
Yes, I think you've told me about that one.
Okay, and so, those are the two most vocal, bold people that I know that have really tried to make a difference by getting elected from the inside. And I'm just convinced, I don't know that you can get much done by being elected, to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be rude, I'm just saying. They either elect you and then they basically tie your hands, and or you don't get elected. It was like, oh, so close, Roy Moore. You got so close to being elected. Sorry you didn't win. Hey, you shouldn't run again. You'll ruin the party message, which is a big old lie. But when Donald Trump turns against Roy Moore, when Donald Trump won't help Steve Stockman, and when Donald Trump hasn't done anything to reduce the power of the IRS, I say, I appreciate what he's done, but we're not getting the job done, guys. What do you say to that, Patty?
Well, I tend to agree with the sheriff. I like to lay the blame more on the guys that have been in office longer than the president has, and have stood on the platform saying that they were going to do something about this. Because I have to say, I believe the president has done, I think he's made so many changes and so many impacts in the couple of years or whatever it's been that he's been there, that some of Americans' heads are spinning. So I have a hard time faulting him for not being 100% on everything that we care about. I think he's knocking them down, and I'm hopeful that, and I really do believe that there is a lot happening behind the scenes regarding justice reform that we can't see. I've had some indicators.
I'm sure you're right about
that. I've had some indicators that definitely happening. And, we just like the whole discussion of will we hit back on Iran right now, we shouldn't expect to be privy to everything that's in the works. So I'm a little hesitant to.
But I hope we don't hit back on Iran. I hope for peace, and I hope Steve Stockman walks out today.
Amen. Amen.
And by the way, Donald, congressmen and senators might not be able to do as much in their defense either. Donald could release Steve today, right?
Yes, he can. Yep, that's one power that the president has that no one else has. You're absolutely right.
And I don't mean to attack the president by any means, but I do hope that he gets wind of this program, and I'm hoping he does the right thing, and I'm hoping this comes to his attention. I'm hoping he has the intestinal fortitude to stand. Because we need a valiant stand right now. Hold on, Patty. Your response right on the other side of this break. Quick commercial, Patty in seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-getters to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Patty Stockman with us. You were saying right before the pause, Patty? Are you there, Patty? All right, Sheriff, do you want to respond?
I'm here.
Sorry, go ahead, ma'am. You were saying?
I forgot I had the mute button on, sorry. Yes, I just wanted to tell your listeners that I'm working to get Ted's email linked on the website, defendthepatriot.com, so they can go there and read. But basically he's you know, reminding people about Steve and asking them to help financially because of the mountain of legal bills that we have built up. And so we're just so grateful. And I wanted to encourage you guys, if you have a link to Ted, to encourage him to tweet and post on this. I know he had wanted to and planned to put a Facebook post up, but he hasn't done it yet. And I think a tweet would go a long way. And if your listeners want to tweet, and if they send a message about freeing Congressman Steve Stockman and praying that at real Donald Trump isn't next, That will, if they put at real Donald Trump with a relevant message around it, he'll see that.
Wise counsel. That's great news. I just fired up my Twitter client and I'm working on sending a tweet right now. How's that? I'll just go ahead and tweet this thing. It'll say, star breaking, Ted Nugent rallies support for Congressman Steve Stockman, defendapatriot.com. M.R. Trump, please help.
No. At real Donald Trump.
No, I know. And then I'm going to put at R-E-A-L-D-O-N-A-L-D-T-R-U-M-P, and it's going to send. So I'm asking Donald to help, and then I'm tagging the Donald.
Yep.
Right? Mr. Trump, please help at real Trump. All right? Let's go ahead and just send this tweet out. Are you guys tweeting while I'm tweeting and talking on the radio? So you guys should be tweeting while I'm tweeting here. In fact, everybody else should be tweeting but me, probably. But, you know, there you go. All right, I just sent my tweet. Right. Y'all followers can see that dude come out.
Send messages to Ted thanking him for shining the light on Stockman's case.
Great point.
If your Facebook friends or anything like that, I have to say, I have a Twitter account. I've never ever used it. I have a Facebook account.
Well, then you should retweet my tweet right now.
I don't know how to do that, Sam. I established an account and I've never ever used it.
Kurt'll call you up and help.
I don't know even how to find it.
Yeah,
Kurt'll go ahead and get that done. Kurt, you gotta retweet my tweet, Sheriff. You should retweet my tweet right now. We should make this thing go viral, people.
Yes. Exactly. But But really, Sam, if you could encourage Ted to send out a tweet.
What I'm going to do is get Ted on the radio with us, and we'll talk about this, and then we'll get him to do it live while we're there, you know, and stuff like
that. Do that. Yeah. That would be great.
So we got a lot cooking, Sheriff.
Well, Sam?
I also...
It is, and I congratulate Patty for this great news, and I certainly hope it does some good.
Amen. Yeah. Kurt?
Thank you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and, you know, Patty Stockman, great lady, doing her best, both, you know, in front of the scenes and behind the scenes, even if she can't retweet your tweet, Sam. I mean, she's really coming along. I mean, I think most of us are getting drug. I guess you could remember that story years, the drug and, you know, problem. We're getting drugged into all these things, kicking and screaming a little bit, but we try to participate in the new technologies as much as we can. I remember the time when you said,
"Man,
you better check your email more than once a month." You know,
yeah.
And so
now here's what happened: Kurt sends me 3,000 stories, and I send him one, and he doesn't even check it.
Well, I didn't get to that because I was reading the ones that I was going to send you. You know, I mean,
maybe send me a couple less and read some of these dudes.
I know.
All right, so I want to get your take on this last story before the end of the hour here, and we'll just let Patty chime in on this too. Headline from Kurt says this: New York law gives illegals the ability to vote after obtaining driver's licenses. Sheriff, do you want to respond to this one first?
I saw on Fox this morning that some agencies in northern New York were refusing to give illegals driver's licenses.
So let me explain. The governor and the legislative body put it into law.
Sure.
You've got a few good county personnel that are saying they won't comply.
Right.
What's happening.
Right, and I love to see that because, as you know, I believe when Steve Stockman spoke at the CSPOA convention in St. Charles, that the entire theme was erecting the barriers. And that's a quote from James Madison. He says, "We can safely rely on the disposition of state legislatures to erect the barriers against the encroachments of the national authority." That is exactly what we're seeing here. It does my heart good to see counties stand against even their own states who have illegally passed laws to allow illegal aliens to vote. And doing the right thing, that, you know, people always complain that we at CSPOA, Patty, encourage law enforcement or other public officials to pick and choose which laws to obey. Well, we're all for picking and choosing, especially when it means you're going to follow the Constitution.
Hello.
Yeah, no kidding. So we're really proud of these officials in the other state of New York, besides New York City, that actually do the right thing, their legislature and governor notwithstanding.
And I'm telling you, New York is flat out off the rails, though. The legislative body and the governor says illegals can get driver's licenses, in other words, quote, documentation, to travel around our country. And okay, and just by nature, then, hey, every other state has to respect those driver's licenses, right? And so they're giving these illegals driver's licenses. Then they're backing them into vote fraud. And then they're literally, these clerks are saying, we're not willing to do that. It reminds me of Sandra and the marriage issue back in the day. Everybody mocked her and said, how dare her go against this? But you know what? I think we should stand up for what is right and have civil disobedience when we believe that things are just flat out off the rails. Patty?
Well, you're right. They're off the rails. I question whether those legislators in states that are doing such whacked things are even aware of the law. I think they're just plain ignorant. And it seems to me, I mean, there's certainly going to be lawsuits brought against those state laws are illegal. They're unconstitutional, and surely the courts will overturn them.
Well, regardless of that, Patty, the main goal for Democrats to allow so many illegals into the country is for voting purposes. So well, that's all course. They're focused on. They don't care, or even if they don't know, they don't care about the law. They only care about their political strength, and 40 million new voters is certainly going to strengthen them nationwide.
Kurt wants to tell you about a hero homeowner. Kurt?
Well, yeah, it's a good news piece, Sam, and the bottom line is a hero homeowner, you know, he defended his castle. And in this case, a bad guy comes in. The hero homeowner says, hey, you're not going to do that here. And, you know, stop the deal with the gun, right, Sam?
Yes. What do you think of that, Sheriff? Another unreported example of good guys with guns stopping the thugs.
Well, I love to hear that. And I believe that those types of incidents happen a lot more than the drive-by media lets on.
All right. Four more stories come in from Kurt. I'll try to get to one. Right? See what I mean? And I'm trying to read them and talk and do all this, man. Kurt has no idea.
I try to make it so that then you don't to go hunt stories.
Oh, I got
to
do that, too.
They're just there. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because there's a ton of stories Kurt misses.
Well, I know, but I mean, if you got so many that you can't get to, then at least I'm kind of
what I
got to
do is I got to look through them and find the ones that are the most important.
Not send anything to you, and then you'll have lots of time.
No, all you should do is you should be discretionary and give me the third, the best third of the, you know.
I already do that.
You sent me. Wow. All right. So, Kurt, your next headline has to do with this. I got to hunt down to my other notes. I'm writing notes and trying to highlight the headline again. Never Trump. Jeff Flake, Kurt. Kurt wants to tell
you
about
he's headed to Harvard. Jeff Flake's headed to Harvard, Sheriff. I mean, of course, it's not like, you know, kind of a bonus for him opposing the president and being a never-Trumper and stuff. I mean, it's just he was already probably going to get that gig, I'm sure, you know. It's not payback, right?
What do you think of that, Sheriff? Your buddy Jeff Flake from Arizona going to Harvard, buddy. New job opportunity there.
Oh, please get him out of here. Thank you.
I'm surprised he isn't going to the media.
Yeah.
Why can't he get a media gig like our old buddy from Utah? What's that guy's name?
Chaffetz.
Jason. Good old Jason.
Yeah, Jason. yeah, I sat down with him and spoke to him face-to-face about all
Yeah, and he's hardcore for prison reform, isn't he?
Well, back when he was chairman of the Oversight Committee.
I think he's going to be groomed to be the replacement for Sean Hannity.
Did he do anything, by the way, to go ahead and double down on prison reform and stuff to help Steve and Sam and many others?
He talks big.
No, that was not. I still view that as one of the biggest waste of times of my life, trying to talk to 85 different senators and congressmen.
He talks big, and he looks good on TV, so he's one that's coming along.
And
I
Jeff
think.
Doesn't look so good, so they just post him over to Harvard. What do you say to that, Patty?
He's older.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Maybe Jeff Flake could get Steve Stockman a job at Harvard when he gets out of prison.
Yeah, right. I don't think he'd be the one to do it, but but Steve does have some friends that has one friend, in fact, that could feasibly help him out there. I don't know.
You know what I think we need to do? I think we need to put together a prison reform nonprofit organization, and the sheriff needs to help from a prison. I mean, he used to run a prison, so he knows a little bit about this, and you could get guys like me that are pretty technical and pretty, you know, business savvy leadership there. You could get Steve Stockman, and you could get Philip Zadiotti, and you could get several different people, and we could build a nonprofit prison reform organization, and it would be, you know, another chance. Jobs would work on jobs for prisoners, would work on helping people get out, would work on prison reform. There's a lot that could be done there, Sheriff.
Yeah, in fact, when Patty brought that up, that she was concerned about his welfare in the prison, I've been thinking of the same thing. I thought maybe they had to keep him segregated away from the rest of the population, but that is a concern. It's a very legitimate concern. And anyway, Patty, our hats are off to you, and we admire you for sticking with this, and we pray that this will do some good what Ted Nugent has done, and we certainly thank him for his effort.
Can I say this or it'll be racist? I'm going to pursue these CISTA attorneys, see if I can't get them to help us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
Go CISTAs.
Yeah, now is that racist for us to say that? It was in the article.
It is if we say it, Sam.
Oh, I
if
see
you're
that.
Black, if you say it, it's okay. But if you're white,
well,
that's,
I'm reaching
that's
out to them in the most kind love and respect and appreciation that I possibly can. I'll tell you that right
Very
now.
Very good, Sam.
Because they're phenomenal. I'm great.
Well, I can't wait for you to get Alice Johnson on the radio.
We're working on it, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. Thanks for being alongside. Thanks, Patty. Thanks, good sheriff. Thanks, Kurt. We declare this nation shall endure. Ladies and gentlemen, LibertyRoundtable.com. God save the Republic of the United States.